It never crippled me.
Thankful.
I've had pain. I had it in this shoulder,
yes,
one time, and it left. I had it in this knee. I couldn't bend this foot up to put my slip on. I had to take my hand and raise my leg up. But it went away, thank goodness.
The disease that children used to have, a real bad sore throat, big blister from inside the throat, and sometimes choke to death and not important. Yeah, I think they
croup?
Anything else like that?
Membranous croup?
Is that not?
There's a child? No, that's not sore throat. That's more with your larynx. But there's a girl I taught had a child die with membranous croup in the Baptist Hospital.
Which is one?
She choked to death.
Gets your larynx?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Croup.
And what about?
Laryngitis, of course, too.
What is diphtheria like?
Well, diphtheria is sore throat. Your tonsils. Sore throat.
The disease that would make you turn yellow, they all that.
Yellow joints.
And, that always frightened me, my grandfather.
Well, that's because if your liver goes bad, you turn yellow.
He had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Infected the liver. Oh, pretty awful.
Well, he turned yellow. Oh, pitiful. Woman lived downstairs in that apartment, had a malignancy, and she turned off his yellow.
If you had your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
If you ate something that wouldn't stay down, you say it caused you to
upchuck.
Anything else?
Vomit.
Which of those would be more polite? If you'd been
vomit. It's what it actually is.
They think that would be more polite.
Upchuck is, well, it'd be the truth. Upchuck is a little bit milder. I mean, you don't like to talk about it, but either one of them would be.
If you were in a bad state. If you had to vomit, you'd say you were sick. Where? Sick
at the stomach. Sick at the stomach.
And, you talked about a boy shaving his mustache to come over and see you. A boy came over to see you most every night, and walking home from church and so forth, you'd say he's doing the boys.
Courtney. Yeah.
Anything else that older folks would have called that?
Going steady. He went with one. I don't know.
And the boy, he would be your boy, he'd be your
boyfriend.
And girl.
Beau. Mm-hmm. Sweetheart.
What would you call her? She'd be his
sweetheart.
And if a
boy's friend, girlfriend, I don't know. Girlfriend's got a different connotation now than it had back in those days.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If a boy came home with lipstick or something, that's a collar, his brother might laugh and say, uh-huh, you've been
kissing.
Anything else that old folks would say there, you know, parents might say, their grandparents instead of kissing?
Mm-mm. Smooching? No, grandparents never talked about smooching. They were just kissing.
And for, say he asked her to marry him and she didn't want to, he says she did what to him? She
came down.
Ever heard any other? Say if you were joking, kidding around about that, about turning down, anything else that people might say? She
no.
Just always turn them down?
Refuse to take the ring.
And the man who stands up with the groom is the way to
best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride.
Maid of honor.
Do you ever know of have a kind of celebration or something after a wedding where a bunch of boys might get together, ring bells, make a lot of noise, maybe shoot off fireworks?